Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What does it mean to you to be a part of this historic show for Rachel?
Well, you know, we've been friends a long, long time, and going back to the beginning days of the Food Network, and she's a very special lady and a dear friend, someone who I have the utmost respect for, hardworking. She's probably one of the most hardworking ladies in the business, and she keeps it all together. You know, she just manages her time well and the show well. This is very special for me. 2,000 shows for her. This is going to be an exciting day here.
What you must look at not only her 2,000th show, but how you both have grown with culinary television, and how food TV has grown through that period.
Yeah, well, you know, in the beginning days of Rachel, when she was doing a show about a budget and traveling a lot, and then she started 30-minute meals, which was genius and really related to America and related to a lot of homes out there. And that's how Rachel, that's what Rachel's all about. I mean, she's just really, she's very home-spoken because she can relate to people. And I feel the same way, and I think that maybe that's why we get along. There's a lot of reasons why we get along so well, but I think there are reasons that we're just trying to help human beings just get a little bit better, and our thing is just food. So I think you're going to be surprised today.
All I'm hearing is that there are a lot of surprises, so I'm sure that will be the case. Are you surprised how food TV has taken off and grown?
Yeah, well, you know, being growing up and watching Julia Child and watching Graham Kerr as a young boy, and then to really have the dream I never even thought about ever being on television, and then having the opportunity to start this network that was all about food and about wine and shopping and just educating the American palate about where we're going has been a great ride for me, because for me, it relates not only to television, but it relates to how I run my restaurants as well, how I cook in my restaurants, how I just relate to people in the restaurant. And I feel the same way when I'm on TV. I have a way of that I can relate. And I've never always, my belief was never to intimidate people about food. It was always to encourage them about taking another step.
So what are the best food trends that you've seen, and what are the worst food trends that you've seen?
Well, I think food trends starting, you know, 25 years ago was really sort of solidifying what America really meant and how we could be as good as any other country when it comes to food or producing wine or food or raising hogs or fishing, etc. And then the trends as that was established in the melting pot was established again as what we are as America, and really started lifting what American cuisine really is. It was the other trends that started happening: Spanish, Portuguese, big Italian push, as you know, where a lot of Americans now really truly understand Italian food, Polish food, Israeli food. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So that melting pot that we solidified as America has now grown into this world melting pot. It's really exciting when you think about it from a food and wine perspective.
Yeah, I was in Italy and Greece last week, and you know, the foods were so exotic when you would go there before, but not so much now. I mean, they're still amazing. But, well, you and Rachel and others have, you know, made that part of the culinary landscape now in the U.S.
Well, thank you. I think that's exactly what you said. You just said it. I mean, it's before we would take those trips and I'd chase restaurants in France and Italy and go and try to study over there, et cetera, et cetera. And now I still enjoy doing that. But now we have such a much better grasp on what we're doing, first of all, as a nation, and secondly, about how we've evolved. And that's what it's all about. And I think that there are some of those foreign countries that haven't evolved and that they're kind of stagnated a little bit. And then there are places like you were just at in Italy and Greece, where I was in Greece last year, and again, the food was amazing. Simplicity, but amazing stuff. And I think now we have a respect. You know, before, in the beginning days doing food TV, I would talk about simplicity or about the quality of ingredients and why we must take that a little serious. And I think now most Americans understand that, that it doesn't have to be difficult. Simplicity goes a long way.
Yeah. What's the worst food trend that you've seen come and hopefully go?
I haven't seen really any bad ones,
okay.
So let's just say
right.
that. I've seen some that haven't been as great as they could have been,
yeah. But
I haven't seen any bad ones, thank
okay.
God.
Is this the longest time that you've gone without saying bang?
Probably.
Just in the, 5 minutes that we've been talking?
Yeah,
it's nice, isn't it? Get a little break from it.
Got to feel it.
Yeah.